For the Dallas Morning News, I'm Lisa Salinas, a contributing writer and audio producer. Lady Bird Johnson was a Southern woman born in the small town of Karnak, Texas. She's world famous for her love of Texas nature and wildflowers. And of course, she's known as the wife of former President Lyndon B. Johnson.
Although we've had some thrilling successes and high moments of pride, there were some chilly moments too. But happy or painful, this is where the initial public reaction is seen by the president. And this is where his family shares this experience.
I recently spoke with Robert Quigley and Katie Auka about a new podcast that will focus on the early life of Lady Bird Johnson before the world ever knew her name. They both teach journalism at the University of Texas at Austin and head up The Drag, UT's audio production house. Here's Katie.
I just want to show that side of her, the creative, soft sides. Who was she before she even met LBJ? Like, what did she want out of her life? What was it like growing up in East Texas at that time? She kind of had to step in and help out quite a bit after her mother died. What was that like? All of those little personal things that a lot of people don't know, and the stories that aren't often told about first ladies.
Recently, there's been conversation about the powerful role Lady Bird played in the White House and as an advisor to her husband with the release of author Julia Swag's book, Lady Bird Johnson, Hiding in Plain Sight, and the ABC News podcast, In Plain Sight, Lady Bird Johnson, which is also hosted by Swag. Both Robert and Katie will continue the conversation about Lady Bird by focusing on her early years, from growing up in East Texas to her days at Marshall High School, her experience at UT, and of course, her romance with former President Lyndon B. Johnson.
I'm actually really excited that Julia Swag's book and podcast did so well. I think it helps bring Lady Bird to a media national consciousness in some ways. And it's excellent. Her book's fantastic. The podcast is really good. It's really well produced. It's really interesting to listen to. She did such a great job. But what we're aiming to do is to basically do a prequel to Julia Swag's book. So Julia Swag does basically from, you know, the day that Kennedy was shot in 1963 and Lyndon Johnson became president on the tarmac in Dallas up until the end of the presidency. It's very clear that Lady Bird had a relatively large role as a first lady, but what made her that? You know, what got her there? Why was she like that? What is it about her? What is it about their relationship? What is it about her upbringing and her experiences that got her to that moment in history is what I'm mostly interested in.
That was Robert. He says that he's had this idea of creating a podcast around the Johnsons' lives for several years now. He originally pitched an idea about creating a podcast on the life of Lyndon B. Johnson to Mark Updegrove, the president and CEO of the LBJ Foundation, and Mark Lawrence, director of the LBJ Library in Austin.
And the more I, you know, thought about it, the more I started refining my idea. They helped gather together some scholars and people who had written books about Lyndon and Lady Bird. And when I met with them, by then I had already decided I wanted to focus it more on Lady Bird Johnson, just because I find her such a fascinating character in U.S. history and in Texas and Austin history and all that as well. So when I pitched that to them, they seemed very enthusiastic, all of the authors and the two Marks at the library. And what I had pitched was, I will find a University of Texas School of Journalism, either student or alum, who came from a small town in Texas somewhere and came here with big dreams and is kind of on this interesting parallel path to what Lady Bird was. And so I thought the story that we could tell that makes it unique is not that we're professional historians or in the history department at UT, we're storytellers. And if I could just find the right person who could tell an interesting story, this could be really compelling.
And that person, yes, was Katie. Robert met with her last winter to tell her about his podcast idea and about an open position at the Drag. Today, Katie serves as the Drag's senior producer.
As we're talking over coffee, I just said, I think you would be good at this. And she kind of looked at me and said, you know, I think I would. And the more we started talking about it, I was like, would you really do this? She, yeah, I think I would, you know, but let me think about it. And like a day or two later, I texted her and just said, have you been thinking about this? And she goes, you know, I'm going to take it, is what her reply said. She had been wanting to come to UT ever since she graduated. You know, she really wanted to come work here.
Katie didn't have to think about coming on board at UT to work at the Drag or to work on the Lady Bird podcast for too long. She shared Robert's excitement about producing the series. I asked her about it back in May. I read a little bit on the blog post on the Drag Audio website about how he came up to you. He said, you can be that person. You can be the small town journalist who sees these parallels between your life and Lady Bird's life. So could you talk a little bit about how you took in that idea when he brought it up to you?
I think he kind of hates when I say this, but I say it with love. He always gets these wild ideas in the middle of the night, and I always joke that the wild ideas in the middle of the night lead to more work for me. But in the months leading up to this wild idea that he had, the Lady Bird project was something that he felt really strongly about. And so this was kind of his passion project. And really, at the point that we're at with the Drag right now, every new project that we take on has to be at least partially funded when we take it on, because, you know, we're almost like a startup within UT. A big part of my job is trying to figure out how to get these projects funded. And so he had applied for an NEH grant, a National Endowment of the Humanities grant that we're waiting to hear back on, that will at least partially fund this project. So in the process of us brainstorming how do we do this, he gave me Michael Gillette's oral history book of Lady Bird Johnson. And what I found so interesting about her is that the book starts with her upbringing, right? It's kind of told in chronological order. And she grew up in Karnak, Texas, which is a small town in East Texas. Her mom died when she was young. My mom is still alive, but I was raised primarily by my dad. And so she was kind of telling all these stories about, you know, growing up in the country, and she was kind of a tomboy, and she used to go to work with her dad. And I was like, man, wow, like I identify with this.
What so far has been the most rewarding for you in reading about Lady Bird and reflecting on your own childhood experiences?
I keep saying I'm not a history buff, but maybe the rewarding thing has been figuring out that maybe I kind of am, or at least this specific type of history. It's been really fun to read these books that I would have never picked up on my own. That's kind of the stage of research I'm in right now, is just reading every single book or article or anything I can get my hands on. The other thing that has been rewarding is the support from the LBJ Library and the LBJ Foundation. You know, we haven't quite figured out what our relationship is with them, but they are supportive of us doing the podcast. They have helped introduce us to people who I can collaborate with. So that's been really reassuring and encouraging to know that these people who are experts on Lady Bird and LBJ are behind us. And the other rewarding thing really has been realizing that my little podunk life was kind of charmed in a way. And it's made me appreciate Texas, I think, in a way that I really hadn't before. So around the time I was reading the oral history, the first time around, my husband and I planted a garden. And so I was thinking about Lady Bird quite a bit because she loves plants and nature.
Thank you for inviting me and our film crew here today to the Lyndon B. Johnson State Park. It's our first time to be here, and I must say we're very impressed with what we're seeing here. Absolutely beautiful surroundings.
I'm delighted that you came, and do come back some April or May, particularly if the Lord sends rain, because you'll see gorgeous stretches of wildflowers up there along 290, a great spread of paintbrush and bluebonnets in front of that log cabin.
Yes. She was so in awe of Texas landscapes and, you know, various landscapes across Texas, not even just Central Texas, and obviously wildflowers and flowers in general. So that's been really fun to learn about that stuff through her, and yeah, to just see this place that I grew up in a different light through someone else's eyes, even though she grew up 100 years before I did. You know, seeing things through her eyes has been really interesting so far.
We can expect this new podcast, a production of the University of Texas at Austin's The Drag, to debut in 2024. For the news, I'm Lisa Salinas.